quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody. It's that time again. Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. We are heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces, radio station, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Art Source is with us at 128 years of age. Hard to believe. Laura Snoke, attorney, with us. And Mark Mancini, the world's biggest Pittsburgh Pirate fan, with us. Our guest, John Poulter. Professor John Poulter. You can hear John almost every Sunday on most of these network stations with Andy Dorf and company. That's every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. And, of course, we'll play Laura's favorite part of the show, Barron Sports Trivia. First, though, let's talk sports. That's why it's called Sports Overnight America. Brad Stevens, Butler coach, Celtics coach, Celtics exec. Here's my point. He did not make the decision to trade Jaylen Brown. It's got to be somebody up the ladder, owner, assistant owner, part owner. It was not Brad Stevens. He knows well enough not to trade Jaylen Brown for Paul George. Now, listen, Paul George is going to get some Hall of Fame votes, but he's, what, 35, 36 years of age now. So it's not a fair trade. I don't care how many draft picks you get or don't pick. Brad Stevens is too sharp for that. Who can ever forget the 209 Butler almost beating Duke and the next year almost beating Connecticut? For Butler, one more time, Butler. He's one of the best coaches out there. He knows basketball as well as anybody. I'm listening to WEI and other Boston stations, and they're just going after Brad Stevens. I think they're making a mistake. It's got to be somebody above him. Yep. Your thoughts? SportsFred@AO.com, SportsFred@AO.com. All right, LeBron James story. I don't think it was LeBron's choice. I think the Lakers said no. After signing $180 million for Austin Reeves, there's no money. Doncic and Reeves together, you can't spend all that much. Kessler just signed from Utah, $120 million over 4 years. He's going to make the difference inside. I don't think LeBron James made the decision. I think it was a Lakers choice. I think he's going to the Warriors, but I don't think it was his choice to leave the Lakers. It's your choice to listen to us all night long on Sports Overnight America.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, Recruiting.com.
Caddy didn't come from a textbook. Before we started it, we were quoted $60,000 for a piece of software our business needed. So instead, we sat down with our own AI setup and built the whole thing ourselves for just a couple $100. That gap, $60,000 down to $200, that is the whole idea behind Caddy. And once we saw what was possible, we could not unsee it. We built it into a system, and now we build it for other businesses too. If you're using ChatGPT or Claude in a browser tab, you're touching maybe 10% of what these tools can really do. Caddy is the other 90%, wired into how your business actually runs. The repetitive work handled. The details that slip through, caught. The hours you lose to busy work, back. We come in, we build, we train your team, you take the keys. No $300,000 executive hire, no year-long project, no learning curve. Just your own unfair advantage built around how you already work. Book a free strategy call at meetcaddy.com. That's meetcaddy.com. Caddy, your unfair advantage.
Kohl's deal days are right on time. Summer arrives and suddenly you need shorts that fit, flip-flops that survive the pool deck, a bath towel that isn't secretly your beach towel. Get up to 50% off at Kohl's and Kohl's.com, plus daily deals, free shipping, and instant Kohl's cash. Now the only thing left on your list is having fun. Select styles, exclusions apply. No purchase necessary to get instant Kohl's cash while supplies last. Ends June 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
In the military, the mission was clear. You knew what to do. Now, the mission has changed. Stepping into civilian life isn't about finding a job. It's finding your purpose.
I wanted a career that would leverage the skills and discipline I gained in the military. IT just felt right.
My Computer Career offers class schedules that fit into your life and skills in high demand. Put your VA benefits to work. Visit mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to jumpstart your IT career today. An elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
The burrito is fire.
Hi, this is Maya.
And I'm Antonio. And the little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito
is that it fuels our morning.
It's the full package.
You have the chicken, you have the eggs, and then you add these hash browns for a nice little crunch.
The chicken's always nice. It's crispy, it's juicy. And the cheeses, they melt together in a beautiful way.
And it gives me energy. It's perfect.
Order the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America with Art, with Laura, with Mark, and with you. Email us sportsfred@aol.com. Later, we'll talk to a professor himself in Toronto, John Poulter. But right now, let's talk about what's going on in the National Basketball Association. Art, you followed the sport a long time, 128 years of age. Brad Stevens could not have possibly wanted to get Paul George in return for Jaylen Brown. Had to be somebody else, somebody higher up. Your comments. Art, you're coming.
I totally agree with you. I mean, when I first heard about the trade, I said, well, okay, I can see where this will benefit, you know, the 76ers, but how is this going to benefit Boston? And, you know, I know there's a lot of draft picks involved, but yeah, that's a very, very unique way to look at it. I was kind of really shelved by it. The other thing that I'm intrigued by is this whole LeBron James thing. You know, whether the Lakers wanted him or didn't want him, did he basically not want to play for the Lakers? I don't think that was the truth. What's going to happen with Bronny James? But I do see, you know, whether it's Miami and or Golden State, that's two great positions for him to have his, you know, go away season.
Laura, you're a big LeBron James fan. Do you think it was his choice or the Lakers Dodgers choice? Because obviously the Lakers are owned by the Dodgers now. Take it away, Laura.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, apparently the Lakers signed a contract with Bronny the day before LeBron told them that he wasn't going to come back. You know, the press is all basically assuming it was LeBron's choice. As a Laker fan, I do like LeBron, obviously, but I'm not all that upset about it. I think it's a pretty good move for the Lakers. I like their new acquisition of this center that I think Doncic will have a good time lobbying to. And I think as a Laker fan, I'm happy that Boston traded Jaylen Brown because I think it was a bonehead move, whoever decided. And I think it only strengthens the Sixers look like absolute contenders now with their lineup.
Except, Laura, Jaylen Brown a few months ago talking about Mr. Embiid in Philadelphia called him a flopper.
Yeah, that sometimes gets pushed under the rug once they're teammates, you know. So I don't know. They look pretty good
Mark, you don't like the Lakers, so are you happy or not happy with LeBron leaving?
I like the Lakers better than I do the Dodgers, but the Lakers are looking like Cabbage Patch Kids. You know, when you look at, LeBron, you know, I don't think he was ever wanted here. Sometimes, you know, you're replacing legends, and Kobe Bryant, he could never get out of that shadow. So I think LeBron, a lot of people have been talking Golden State, but I don't put anything by Pat Riley. Miami is, you know, they
that's your all-time favorite guy. You're a Pat Riley fan.
He always gets his men. But, you know, the interesting thing is Philadelphia now becomes, I think, the front runner to win the East because, you know, anytime you can get, you know, Jaylen Brown for, like, Philly cheesesteaks going the other way in a couple basketballs, I don't know what Boston was thinking.
Boston originally, apparently, the ownership was talking about Giannis for Jaylen Brown. Yeah. Jaylen Brown didn't like that. But again, I think that started the problems between.
Well, that'd be a better trade.
Would you? Okay. Laura, would you have traded Jaylen Brown for Giannis? Because I wouldn't have traded him straight up for anybody.
I probably wouldn't, but that makes a lot more sense than Jaylen Brown for Paul George.
Yeah.
Who was half injured all the time and is 36, I think. And
yeah.
Did not have a great year, and it doesn't really play well with others. So we'll see. I'm happy though. Anything that causes Boston's demise is okay.
Laura, I go by that moniker too. I don't play well with others.
Art, would you have dealt him for Giannis or not dealt him for Giannis?
I don't think.
I'm a Giannis fan. I've always been. Oh, you said Mark. I'm sorry.
No, it's you. No, go ahead. One of you talk.
Okay, I would have done him for Giannis because after that thing didn't go down, guys, he was being shopped around the league. So they were going to try to get rid of him. I guess the comments on that podcast, they didn't really take kindly to it. So, you know, and then he tried to backtrack it. And they said, yeah, you know, because, I mean, why wouldn't you want to keep a guy like that in Boston when he delivered a title? It just didn't make sense.
2 years ago, he delivers a title. And this year, playing without Tatum, he wins more than 50 games. Basically,
yeah. He had the best year of his career.
Yeah.
And I think it was the MVP in the finals for Boston.
2 years ago, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So
makes sense to me.
I think it had to be somebody in ownership. As we all know, sometimes ownership doesn't know what it's doing. And I think it definitely proved it.
Remarkable.
Cents, Fred. Dollars and cents. They probably got rid of a huge salary, didn't have to pay as much or as long, and you know, and then plus they're getting draft picks. So I mean, it always has to do with money at some point in all these deals. Yeah. But how many games is Embiid going to play in Philly next year?
I don't know. It's the same question you have with Curry in Golden State and LeBron if he goes to Golden State. In fact, I wrote something. Let me ask you a question.
I wrote
that if he goes, LeBron goes to Golden State, I would guess that Curry and LeBron on the court at the same time, 25 to 35 games in an 82 game season. Art, do you think I'm low or do you think I'm high? 25 to 35 games.
I would say 27 and take the under.
Okay.
Because I mean, they're both going to be hurt. They're both, you know. They have to have bubble wrap. The whole NBA, once you're over 35, you get to that 38, 40, it's tough.
Yeah, but LeBron didn't miss that many games last season. I mean, the games he missed, they sat out intentionally. I don't recall it.
So like
having
10 or 12 game games, maybe?
Injury last year.
Okay, so 10 or 12 games. That's amazing because he's played so many playoff games. You could add almost another year of playing in the NBA because of all the games he's played in the playoffs to that total
he started it when he was a teenager. So
yeah, right,
let me repeat this. Reeves, Doncic, LeBron, none of them can guard Laura, and she's 5'3".
Well, but realistically,
my brother-in-law couldn't guard me or my husband, so that isn't saying much.
realistically, why would you want to go to Golden State when you're looking up at Minnesota, San Antonio, who's just bolstered up, and Oklahoma City.
You'd so you say go back east. To the East and play for Miami?
Yeah.
Miami.
You got a fighting chance.
I think there could be a family, an issue with family, his kids. He's got still a little kid. His daughter is pretty young. She's still in school. They're pretty much anchored in L.A. He may want, you know, Golden State's just a hop skip with the
private jet. He'd be a lot closer, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, that could factor into it. He's always wanted to play with Curry. So I mean, the three of them, Curry, LeBron, and Draymond Green, I mean, they're all like, you know, they.
Well, Green's on his way out.
The only question in that situation is where do the Warriors come up with the salary cap to be able to fit him in?
Well, because that's
one of the things I heard.
That's why Green didn't sign the $27 million per season, so they can sign LeBron, then he can come back as a player,
yeah,
as a former player. So Mark, he's not going. He signed. He did what they wanted him to do, which was not to sign that, and now he's going to get the money if LeBron signs first, and then they're still going to try to get the big guy.
But do you guys see them keeping up with the young guys in Oklahoma City and the Knicks? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's all ego. I think that he thinks that with Curry and with Green, they can win it, even though obviously much older than the guys in San Antonio, as you indicated, Oklahoma City. Ego, ego, ego. You know, almost as much as greed, 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 Art.
OKC and San Antonio are two formidable teams.
Yeah.
I meant San Antonio. I mean the Knicks. Yeah. I don't see it, but we'll see.
What's the over and under?
Is really going to get better.
What's the over and under of wins for the Lakers next year?
I would guess 35. I haven't looked.
I think that too.
Look, Art, have you looked at the betting situation? How many wins?
For not on the NBA yet. I know the Rams are favored to win the Super Bowl at 5.5 to 1.
They got
by the way, unbelievable.
Five and a half to one. Wow.
Yes, and the next favorite is 10 to 1, 11 to 1. And Seattle wins the title, and they're like the fourth or fifth on the slate.
Yeah, but they lost Kenneth Walker to Kansas City.
Well, the Rams got a D.
That's exactly what
they got a D for off-season moves, or a C+. I think I saw it. How do you give the Rams a C+ for off-season moves?
The rumor is Aaron Donald might come back and play with Garrett.
Yeah, from the University of Pittsburgh, Mark.
They're going to be a very formidable defense.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's take a break and come back with Barron Sports Trivia. And later, we'll have John Poulter, the professor from Toronto, Canada. We'll talk some baseball and baseball and more baseball. We'll talk baseball broadcast up in Toronto, Canada. And we'll talk to you. If you email us at sportsfredadeo.com. Back with Barron Sports Trivia right after this.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everybody, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. And now, Laura's favorite part of the show, Barron Sports Trivia. Before we start, Art at 128 years of age must take some legal medicinal products to answer these questions correctly. Art, what legal medicinal product are you taking right now? You forgot him, right?
I feel like the Godzilla movie. Is Raymond Burr around anywhere?
I think he froze.
This is Prevagen, you guys. This is the professional formula. It's the greatest stuff ever. It works. It keeps everything going. At 128, I'm their best sponsor. But on another note, do you need a business opportunity that will really work for you? We've got the Horn Pub. It's a classic idea, sports bar, best wings in town, great people, innovative menu. I want you to get in touch with here we go. Dun, 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 dun. info@hornpubpa.com. See, I can still read. info@hornpubpa.com. Franchise opportunities. Friends, it'll change your lives. It's that successful. Good idea. Have a great
one. Laura gets this question right, it might change my life. Okay, you ready, Laura?
As ready as I ever am I'm really bad at.
First black tennis champ of a Grand Slam tennis championship. It was the French Open, first black tennis champion in the history of the sport. He won the French Open. Who might that have been, Laura Snow?
I think it was Althea Gibson.
Althea Gibson. Why do you say
right.
that?
Because that's what I think.
Art.
I know it wasn't Arthur Ashe, because he never won the French Open.
I'm with her 100% of the way.
I'm like better at tennis.
but now the key is, Mark, is Laura Snow correct or incorrect?
I love her. I love these guys, but I'm going to go against the grain. I'm seeing Arthur Ashe.
Arthur Ashe from UCLA.
Yeah.
Well, as usual, Mark's wrong.
So Gibson
and they're right.
won Wimbledon instead.
Sports Fred.
She won at Wimbledon instead of the French Open.
I don't think Arthur Ashe ever won the French Open.
Still a great pick.
And he won't win it now. Okay.
Not like Clay.
Okay. Yeah, let's see.
He won't win it now. That's a good bet. Sinner's
going to win it.
All right. So one of our last shows, Laura asked the most home runs in the World Series. And of course, it was Matt O'Barron and Duke Snyder, my guy. How about the most home runs totally in the postseason? Most home runs in the history of baseball's postseason. Now, remember, Mark, you know, at one time, most of the time, it was National League versus the American League.
Yes.
They didn't have all these games.
Right. Yes.
All right. Most home runs in the history of baseball playoffs. Who might that have been, Mark?
I'm going to roll the dice, and I'm going to say it's the Reggie Barr, Mr. October, Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson from the Yankees, the A's.
Yeah.
Art, is it Reggie Jackson? Art, is it Reggie Jackson?
Boy. I'm thinking hard here, Fred. There's one other guy that keeps popping up in my mind. And
who is it?
I'm going to have to go with it. It's Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds on one side, Reggie Jackson on the other. One in the Hall of Fame, one not in the Hall of Fame. Laura, can you break the tie? Or maybe add somebody else.
Well, it's scary to go with Mark, I know, but I think he might
not
be
Halloween
right on this
yet.
One.
It's not Halloween yet.
All right, everybody's wrong. Total, he hit 556 home runs in his major league career, and he's not in the Hall of Fame. That's a clue. Art, he's not in the Hall of Fame. Gary Sheffield's not in the Hall of Fame. He hit in the 400. He didn't hit 556.
We're talking like the guy that played for Cleveland.
Yes, that is true.
Now, Manny Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez is correct, Mark. Congratulations. Yeah. Okay, very good.
I think he was taking some women's steroid or something, and he got in trouble for that. I've never heard that one before either. Do you remember that? Progesterone or something like that?
That's what he was taking, no question. Okay. Of course, Joe DiMaggio has the all-time hitting streak at 56 consecutive games. Okay? Everybody knows that, right?
Yep.
How about the player who got on base the most times? Got on base 84 consecutive times.
Any way possible.
And they never talk about that. Who was it, Art? 84 consecutive games, he reached first base by hit or by walk.
Oh, wow. I think I might know this.
By hook or by crook, as they say. How about Ty Cobb?
The Ty Cobb. Great player. He gambled. I don't know. Laura, is it Ty Cobb?
Yeah, for some reason, I want to say Ted Williams. It's got to be somebody before they started that statistic, right? But he missed those years in the Army, so I don't know. I need a hint, or I'll pass the baton to Mark.
Mark, Laura says Ted Williams. Ty Cobb by Art. Mark, you got the last one right. Might you get this one right? Who was it?
Well, I gotta stay in the realm of things. Mr. Padre Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn, one of the great line drive hitters in the history of baseball. Unfortunately, he chewed tobacco. 406 is the answer. Art, now you know it.
Oh, I know. Ted Williams.
Laura is right again. All right, is Laura taking Prevagen?
Laura, you're dominating tonight, her favorite show, Barrett Matcha. Sports Trivia. She's eating it up.
Super green tea, matcha.
Wow. Art, are you quietly sending Laura Prevident? Tell me the truth now.
No. It's not that quiet.
There you go. I just got my shipment this morning.
Your what?
My shipment.
What? Wow.
All right. This will be a Laura again. This Dodger outfielder had 19 total bases against Milwaukee in 2003.
Ooh, this
is Dodger. I think it was 202. Maybe it was 202. Yeah, 19 nice. Total bases against Milwaukee. Who might that have been? Laura Snook. Four home runs, a single, and a double. Four home runs, a single, and a double in the same game. Wasn't on TV. Listen on the radio. 202
wasn't on TV. Four home runs. Tommy Davis? No.
Tommy Davis was long gone and hard to find.
Oh, it was 2002, you said?
Yeah, 2002 or 2003.
No, it couldn't have been Tommy Davis.
He played at Tustin High School.
This is true. Mark, who might it have been?
2002. I'm going to go Mike Davis.
Mike Davis. Left-handed hitter, Art.
Yeah.
Sean Green.
Yeah.
Sean Green from Southern California.
And Yom Kippur Day.
Sean
Green. No, he played for the Blue Jays as well.
Sure did. Didn't his career end to sort of short? I mean, too short. He figured, he had those great seasons and then he sort of disappeared.
You know, and I was afraid Bellinger, that was going to happen to Bellinger, but he's proven me wrong. Yeah. But I mean, wow. That, think about that day, you guys. I mean, to have 19 total bases in one game, I mean, that is just incredible.
Sean Green is a Jewish player. He has the second most home runs by a Jewish player. Besides who, Art? Who has the most?
Hank Greenberg.
Hank Greenberg has the most, and Sean Green has the second
most. I went to a game, and I saw it. Martinez hit four home runs with the Diamondbacks against the Dodgers. Has anybody hit five home runs in a game?
The year he hit like 59 or something like that. That was a crazy year. Luis Gonzalez, you're talking about.
No, not Luis Gonzalez. He played for the Dodgers and then he went to the Mets. Okay. It was Dave Martinez hit four home runs. It was a few years ago. Went to the game. It was Labor Day. He played for the Diamondbacks. He hit four home runs against the Dodgers.
I'm going to send you some of this, Mark.
No, I swear I was at the game. They blasted. Fred, you've been there. It's Martinez.
Mark, very quickly, Mark, in our last minute or two of this segment, $3,000 and up for the World Cup Soccer USA team in Seattle on Monday. Would you spend $3,000 to see a soccer game, Mark Mancini?
No. Ever since Italy got ripped off by Brazil in the penalty kicks, you got to get rid of the red cards and penalty kicks, and then I might spend $300. But that'd be, you know, I'm not paying $3,000.
Don't you like the acting, though, when the guy gets hit?
Yeah.
When a guy gets hit and he goes down, and he's like writhing in pain, and the guy pulls the card out, and all of a sudden he's up, he's ready to go.
I'd rather go to a Toronto.
I'll tell you what, I was real impressed with the American. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say you were very impressed with the American team.
Oh yeah, the way they battled back, that guy's unbelievable in the middle there, wheeling and dealing. But they did get some fortunate bounces, which in sports is the key to the whole thing. I just feel bad if he's going to miss the next game. That's going to be a tough one. But I will tell you this: Spain and Portugal are lined up in the brackets. That would be one good soccer game to watch if you don't watch a lot of soccer.
Oh, how about Canada? Canada's amazing.
Oh yeah, and the English are on the move.
Harry Kane leading England to the victory a couple of days ago. Folks, you can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Art, Laura, and Mark, and you. And up next, of course, the professor himself, John Poulter, all straight away on Sports Overnight.
Kohl's Deal Days are right on time. Summer arrives, and suddenly you need shorts that fit, flip-flops that survive the pool deck, a bath towel that isn't secretly your beach towel. Get up to 50% off at Kohl's and Kohl's.com, plus daily deals, free shipping, and instant Kohl's cash. Now the only thing left on your list is having fun. Select styles, exclusions apply. No purchase necessary to get instant Kohl's cash. While supplies last, ends June 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This summer, the Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich and Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Let me tell you about the Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite. It's bright, it's bubbly, it's back.
The Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich, it's so rich, and you can choose between the original or the spicy filet.
Ooh, boy.
And then you got those pickled jalapenos tucked right under the filet, and then just to top it all off, you've got a little honey drizzle right on top.
Okay, now I'm a pimento fan.
And I'm feeling the dragon fruit.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Strategic AI leadership without the $300,000 hire.
You don't have time to figure out AI, where it's going, and how to integrate it in your business. So don't. That's our job. We come in, we build, we train your team, you take the keys. A complete AI system built around how you actually work. The busy work gets handled, your people get their time back, and while your competitors are still talking about AI, you are already using it. Book a free strategy call at meetcaddy.com. That's meetcaddy.com. Caddy, your unfair advantage.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. John Poulter is on every Sunday morning, most every Sunday morning, with Andy Dorf and company, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific from Canada. Call him Professor John Poulter. I used to do that show with Andy years ago, 15 years to be exact. And John Poulter, can you believe it's 15 years ago?
It's hard to believe, isn't it, Fred?
Well, I'm still 39. How about you?
Yep. Well, I'm probably around 35, so time is moving slowly.
All right, let me ask you a question. I've been listening to the Toronto broadcast on radio.
So I get to hang out with you young bucks all the time, huh?
128 standing over with us. Okay, so I'm listening to Toronto broadcast, and they're talking about the votes as far as the All-Star game is concerned. Obviously, the Blue Jays not playing as well as they played last year, just coming off that losing streak, whatever the case might be. But the fans in Canada must be going nuts as far as the All-Star game is concerned. It's in Philadelphia, not in Ottawa or anything like that. But I'm just saying, why so many votes for the Canadian players?
Well, I think it's always the fact that Toronto is considered Canada's team. You know, anybody that's a Canadian, with the exception of the people in probably British Columbia and Alberta who tend to follow the Mariners simply because of the geography and the time zones, anywhere else in Canada, they're pretty much Blue Jay fans. They get the games nationally. They're carried by Rogers Communications, which owns the team. So it's in-house a product on the television. You can see pretty much every game. The only ones you don't see are the Apple TV games, which are the Friday night games. So Blue Jays fans are everywhere. And basically what they do is they just stuff the ballot box and they encourage you to vote early and vote often. And I think you can vote up to 10 times a day. So it's not that hard to get a guy in when you've got a whole country behind you.
You think it's fixed? You got to mail it before it and it's got to get there before a certain time. All right, you're on the John Poulter.
I will not go there, but it's very easy to
vote. We're not going there. I got a better place for us to go. Over the years, you've had the pleasure of being around some of the great athletes, especially with the Blue Jays. And I wanted to ask you a question because the affinity that Canada has for its Blue Jays, you guys have already talked about. But of all the people you've met and, one of the all-time list, give me a couple names that really stand out to you.
Well, two players stand out to me for different reasons and I guess for some extent similar reasons. My favorite Blue Jay of all time was Roy Halladay. Just for me, just a class act, a great pitcher. I was fortunate enough to be in attendance as a fan at his very first major league win. It was, I believe, his third start of the 1998 season. He had a no-hitter for 8 2/3 innings against the Detroit Tigers until Bobby Higginson came in and hit a home run. And he was done, if you can believe this, in an hour and 45 minutes. So that was a sign of things to come. And I always tried to catch his games whenever I could. If I had a chance to pick up an extra ticket, if he was pitching, I'd try to get down to the stadium to watch him. In terms of an everyday player, my favorite there was Tony Fernandez. And by sheer luck, I got to meet him one day. I was sitting in the office and somebody ran into my office and said, "Hey, Tony Fernandez is across the hall." And of course, I was absolutely at the point where I had to go and say hello. And I never realized how big he was until I met him. But he was a much bigger man in person than he appeared on the field and on television. And I had a bit of an in because I used to work with a lady that was in a business partnership with him. They ran a cafe, coffee shop type deal called, ironically, the Gold Glove Cafe. So I was able to preface my rude interruption by saying, "I'm a friend of so-and-so's." And apparently he and this lady were not only
in business together, but they belonged to the same church. So we had a very good conversation. He was very helpful, very friendly, and not at all upset that I'd interrupted his business day.
Laura Snope, being a Dodger fan, you're on with John Poulter, a Blue Jays fan. Take it away, Laura.
Well, I'm sure you didn't enjoy the World Series as much as I did.
I thought the first five games were great.
Although, you know, it was a great series. You know, could have gone either way, of course. Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure that didn't hurt, you know, fandom across Canada. But as a lawyer, I've been following the negotiations, quote unquote, between the Players Association and the owners in baseball. And just wondered what your take on what's going on now and the odds that we're going to have a lockout next year.
I would, if I was a betting man, I would say we're going to have a lockout at some point. I think these two sides are just far too far apart. They're both very strict in the way that they believe. We all know that the Baseball Players Association is the strongest of any players association in any major sport. And the owners are at the point where I think they really want a salary cap. And I think they're going to push very hard for it. We know that the players do not want that for obvious reasons. I see this being a long, drawn out, nasty fight. I hope I'm wrong, but I suspect that we're going to be having a work stoppage sometime in the next 12 months.
Pirate fan, Mark Mancini, you're on with the professor himself, John Poulter.
Well, you know, Canada is my favorite foreign country. I might be pissing off half the Italians in Italy, but...
Wait a minute. Hang on. Is it the 51st state? What do you mean a foreign country? 51st state, Mark.
But,
understand
But here's
that.
The thing. Ever since that screw job in Atlanta, we should have been playing you guys in the World Series, but that's a story for another day, John. You know, when I look at Canadian baseball, I can't help but think the Expos, I think, were 1969. You guys came into the league in 77. And it seems like Toronto has just embraced baseball. But why isn't Montreal been able to embrace baseball there as much as Toronto has?
Well, I think there's a number of factors, Mark. I think the major one was that the stadium issue in Montreal was a problem. That the team was awarded relatively on a short-term basis before the start of the 69 season. They had to convert a small stadium in a public park, Jerry Park, which is in the north central part of Montreal. And it was a great place to watch baseball. I used to go to to Montreal every year for a week, 10 days to watch baseball.
How many seats did it have, John?
I'm sorry, how
it's
many?
A little intimate stadium. How many seats did it hold? How many people did it hold?
I would say
30,000.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't think it would be 30. I would say it was probably about 25. Wow. But it was a rabid fan base. They built the Olympic Stadium for the Olympic Games in 1976. It was always the intention that the Expos would move in there, and it's a horrible place to watch a baseball game. there's still a running track there. It was like watching in a mausoleum. And the only good thing about it was that the stadium was accessible to downtown, and there was a subway station at each end of the stadium. So you could get to and from the downtown to the ballpark quite easily. Much easier than getting to Jerry Park. Unfortunately, it was not going to work in that particular area. I don't think the fans were there. They lost the radio broadcast. They weren't able to get a radio broadcast contract. Wow. And at that time, it was a national team. So Dave Van Horn, who spent a lot of years in Miami, was the original voice of the Montreal Expos. I had the pleasure of speaking with him in spring training one year in Lakeland, Florida, another gentleman, absolute gentleman to talk to. I had a nice conversation with him and in the outfield and until we were all disturbed by a snake running through the right field grass. And we scarpered real quick. And I will never forget Dave sticking out his hand and shaking my hand and saying, it was a pleasure talking baseball with you, John, but we have to go.
We're talking to the professor himself, John Poulter from Toronto, Canada. John, what about Dan and Ben Schulman, the radio and TV broadcaster, father and son? Talk about that.
Oh, my favorite team.
Dan Schulman, a local guy, went to the University of Western Ontario, studied as an actuary, got into sports broadcasting just basically as a something to do while he was working at the campus radio station. He's done extremely well for himself. As you know, he was the voice of college basketball on ESPN for a number of years. He did Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN for a number of years. And he's now been back with the Blue Jays about 5 or 6 years, doing some work for them at first just on an interim basis, and then taking over on a full-time basis. And his son, Ben, who is a graduate, I believe, of Syracuse University, the broadcast group there, has taken over the radio play-by-play of the Blue Jays. And boy, I tell you, if you're not careful when you're listening to them, there's an awful lot of similarities in the way they speak and the way they call a game. You almost have to keep pinching yourself to make sure that you're really listening to junior rather than senior.
Art, John Poulter with you.
Well, I just wanted to talk more on the broadcast thing. It's great to see father and sons. You know, we had the Carey family. I think they're four deep now.
And the Alberts. The
Brennemans. That's right, Marv. That's a great call by you. But it's kind of neat to see that. And what I was going to ask you is, do you ever think there could be a potential for a franchise in Montreal someday?
I hope so. You know, it would be a terrific thing. I think the key would be that they would have to be in the same division as the Blue Jays to create that rivalry. I mean, there's a terrific rivalry between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Montreal Canadiens. That, to me, would be just great to have them in the same division. And I've often thought that if the Expos had been in the American League rather than in the National League before we had interleague play, I think that might have actually helped save baseball in Montreal. The Toronto-Montreal rivalry in any sport is terrific. 365 miles straight down Highway 401. Not a hard trip at all.
Laura, remind John Poulter of Miguel Rojas and his home run.
Oh, geez.
I don't really think he wants to be reminded of that.
I do not wish to be reminded of that. As I said to you earlier, I enjoyed the first five games. The last two, not quite so much.
You know, John, seriously, it took a miracle for the Dodgers to win. It had to take like 7 or 8 different things that don't happen often. The throw at home plate, the ball getting under the fence, the home run by Rojas. So many things. It was like a miracle.
Baez defensive play.
Yeah. It was, and you know, your secret, the Dodgers' secret weapon was Jeff Hoffman. That was the start of his troubles, and they've carried over into this season. And you know, this is a pretty sad statement that you know, I don't know how many gazillion dollars the Blue Jays are paying Vladimir Guerrero, but they're paying him an awful lot of money, and he has hit one million of them. Yeah, one more home run than Hoffman has given up as a closer. That is a scary stat at the end of June.
Hey, John, you were saying Roy Halladay. Where is these three guys in your top Mount Rushmore of Blue Jays? Joe Carter, Fred McGriff, and are you guys still sending Mitch William Christmas cards?
I don't know whether Williams is still on the Christmas card list. He was the original opener. You know, now we talk about these bullpen guys starting games, and we call them an opener. The joke around Toronto was that Mitch Williams was not a closer; he was an opener. And you know, it was great. Joe Carter will probably never have to buy a beer or a steak in this town after that particular run. In terms of the other guys, Fred McGriff, I thought it was long overdue when he was voted into the Hall of Fame. I think what hurt him was the fact that he played with a number of teams, and he didn't really associate with – you don't really associate him with any one team over a lengthy period of time. So I would say that those two guys are both up there in my estimation. And another guy that we can't forget in terms of all-time Blue Jays, Dave Steeb. Dave Steeb was Roy Halladay before Roy Halladay was Roy Halladay. Steeb played on some pretty awful teams in the early 80s, and he was throwing complete games. He was getting to the ninth inning with no hitters. He was getting to the ninth inning with perfect games. He was losing no hitters on silly things like balls coming off a pebble in front of the second baseman and bouncing over his head with two out and that kind of stuff. I think if the Blue Jays had a better team when Steeb was pitching – Sorry? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I was saying Exhibition Stadium was pretty wild.
That was an awful place to watch a baseball game. Thank goodness that was only temporary, although temporary was almost 12 years.
John Poulter, we've loved having you on. We'll have you on all the time if you can do it. Thank you for sharing on Sports Overnight America.
My pleasure, guys. Take care, and we'll chat later.
The one, the only John Poulter, straight away on Sport.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America with Art, with Laura, with Mark. And thank you, John Poulter, the professor himself from Toronto, Canada. We'll have him on all the time on Sports Overnight America. All right. On Wednesday, I attempted, again, I played soccer in high school, and I was a goalie. I mentioned this time a million times. All right. I tried to watch the game against U.S. 2-0 winning on Wednesday. I tried to watch it, honest to God. However, over about a 5-minute span, which means about 10 commercials and $20 million for Fox, I saw about 15 flops. Nobody flops as well as soccer players. Art, we got to stop the flopping, do we not?
You know, I got to say this. I was cracking up because the way the sponsors set up for the World Cup, they actually had a big drape over Levi's from Levi's Stadium prior to the game. Yeah. And I was tripping out. And the wind was blowing so hard that it was actually subliminally making Levi's even a better ad. Yeah. As the jets flew over, which I've never understood that at sporting events, by the way. What's with all the jets flying over?
Because there's a lot of flopping in the NBA.
I don't think they're enforcing it. I think it's still in existence. Mark, are you a big fan of flopping?
No, but you know, the NBA started it. And now some of the other sports are trying to pick it up. Soccer, but you know, FIFA's kind of, you know, nipped that in the bud now. If you go down, they're getting you off the field real quick. So it's not going to, you know, be one of those things where you sit on the ground and give everybody a rest for 5 minutes. So
I think FIFA's doing a pretty good. I had to turn away. All right, for Mark, with Laura, Bart, and for Mario, thank you guys and gals. Listen all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.